So Raim Tovim, everybody. Okay, so just moving right along, another very interesting din. There's so many yesodot you can get from Ilchot Sfirat HaOmer, just in the Shita of Maran HaBet Yosef, what he holds in Tzabal and what he does with Sefek Sfekot. Famously, the Rosh Verishon of, he actually also gets this from the Terumat HaDeshen. Sfirat HaOmer, Maran HaShulchan Aruch also uses the powers of, I call Sefek Sfekah superpower, because it really is. So the superpowers of Sefek Sfekah, and it manifests itself famously. Everybody knows Maran brings down that if a person is misupak, whether or not he counted the night or day before, and now it's already the next night, that Maran and Siman Taf Petet. Maran says Yamshich Lispor Bivracha, right? Continue counting with the bracha based on the Terumat HaDeshen. What about Tzabal? Says, no problem. Here we go. Sefik number one is what? Maybe you counted. Number two, and even if you didn't count, Sefik, just like Tosfot brings down in, it's a machloket between Rabbeinu Tam and Bahag in Menachot of Samach Vav, whether or not every day is a separate mitzvah or not. So based on that Sefik Sfekah, you can continue counting with the bracha. Frek the Radbaz and Maran Achida and many other poskim, that's wonderful. You have a wonderful Sefik Sfekah. But we're going to see in a moment, usually we don't say Sefek Sfekah in order to make a bracha, because Sefek Sfekah in order to make a bracha, at the end of the day, a bracha is still Drabbanan, so it's still a Sefek Drabbanan. So I would tell you, continue counting. Why should the Sefek Sfekah impact the bracha? And for the Radbaz, also huge yesodot. This is like Kol HaTorah Kula. He says, when do we say Sefek Brachot Le'akel? That's only when the Sefek Sfekah is, or when do we say, even in the case of Sefek Sfekah, you don't make a bracha? That's only when the Sefek Sfekah is in the bracha itself. When the Sefek Sfekah tells you to yes, make a bracha, then we don't do it. But when the Sefek Sfekah tells you that you're still in the running for the mitzvah, it's machshir the mitzvah, then we say, once you're still in the mitzvah, the bracha is taken for a ride. Over here is a result of the Sefek Sfekah. Is it just telling me to make a bracha? No, it's telling me what? You counted, slash, even if you didn't, you're still in the running, which means you're still in the guf mitzvah, and therefore very simple. What's the matter?
You said so, saying you don't need a Sefek Sfekah?
No.
That's what the Rabbi was saying?
The Sefek Sfekah is not in, I'm going to say a little bit of a lamed shavart right now, so Rav Hanoch people, forgive me if I'm not saying it exactly as it, but when it's a Sefek Sfekah in the mitzvah, as opposed to in the bracha comes along. If it's a Sefek Sfekah only in the bracha, Sefek Brachot Lakin. If it's a Sefek Sfekah in the mitzvah, you can make the bracha too.
It's only if it's Doraita?
No, no. Because, first of all, what's his name? Sefirat HaOmer Ledaat Rov HaPuskim and Maran HaShulchan Aruch Bizman HaZeh is only Midrabbanan. So that's not the case.
It's something to Rabbanan.
Exactly. No, no, no. I'm going to get there. Well, hold on. That's a good point. I'm coming there in a second. Go ahead.
What's a bracha with no mitzvah?
No, 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 no. Let's say the safek or the machloket that we're trying to make tzirufim in is in the bracha itself. Shall I or shall I not make the bracha? Over there, you can have a million sfekot, and what will I tell you? Safek brachot la'akim. If the poskim are arguing whether or not to make a mitzvah, to make the bracha. But over here, the poskim are not arguing whether or not to make the mitzvah. The Sefek Sfekah is in. Yeah, go ahead. Yes, plukta d'rabbata. If it's, yeah, in terms of a Sefek Sfekah is a little bit of a widely used term because it's not really a Sefek, but a machloket between poskim, that's a Sefek at a paskin. So that in and of itself, it's called plukta d'rabbata, and that goes into the geder of Sefek Sfekah / tzirufim. Tzirufim is just a bunch of different tzirufim that we put together to formulate halacha. Very similar. There's a Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tafresh Memchit that brings down, we know, at least on the first day of Sukkot, Etrog HaHasir is Pasul. Right? Even Kolshu. Right? Even if it's Hasir a tiny amount, it's Pasul. You can't use it for the mitzvah because it has to be Shalem. It has to be Ulkachtem, the Gemara Darshan's Ulkachtem is Lekihatama. It has to be a complete taking. What happens if it's Safik Chasir? Can't tell. There are situations where you look at it, Now, sometimes they have to show it to a professional, but sometimes even a professional looks at it, he says, no doubt. Safik Hasir. What's the din of Safik Hasir? B'yom Tov Rishon. Says the Bet Yosef, V'chen Yifsak La'alacha, the Mishnah Berurah brings down La'alacha, this Bet Yosef, Safik Sveka. Safik number one, maybe it's not Hasir. Number two, even if it is Hasir, maybe Alacha is like the Ra'avad, who we don't paskin like, but the Ra'avad and a few other poskim hold that even a chisaron is only posel b'ka'isar. Isar, like a coin, which means a big chisaron. We don't hold like that, but chazel eats terufe, you can put the shitot together. And therefore, what? Says the Bet Yosef, safek chaser b'yom tov rishon, kasher. Yevarech o lo yevarech, says the Mishnah Berurah based on this kla, yevarech. Why? This is healthy lamdus. You know what I mean by that? Because there's actually there's nafkamina ladina.
You could always find a rishon that if 80 rishonim that is gonna say something in mutara sur. You can always use that for a spek sveka.
Well, not always. I mean,
why not spek sveka?
No. Not always will you find the rishon.
Majority of the time you will.
Okay, so then, if that's the case, even if he's de'a yechida'a, you can use him, you can be mitzaref oto to another safek to make this conglomerate called the safek sveka. Now, I want to use this and go shtikl weiter, because the question gets even better. Another application of safek sveka by Sfirat Ha'Omer, which is nothing less than earth-shattering. Okay, here we go. No, there's so many yesodot. This is like Torah for Simchat Torah. This is it. Anyway, it's like, you know, Rav Baruch Ber used to, on Simchat Torah, they say Rav Baruch Ber used to dance with Rav Chaim. You know that? With Chidusha Agrach al Rambam? Yeah, so we dance with Safek Sveka. Anyway, Bekitzer, Mikol Makom, the Shelot Tshuvot Bet David in Siman Resa Machet. Here's a Gaon Kadmon Sfaradi. The Bet David has a question. He says, I don't know. What's the halacha when a person is nizkar bin ashmashot? Yeah, la halacha, person can, you're supposed to count at night. If you didn't, b'di avad, you can fix yourself during the day. He missed the night, he missed the day. Now it's already bin ashmashot. It's after, It's after Shki'ah, and now he wants to count now. He wants to count now. The only problem is, after Shki'ah is already what? Safek Yom, Safek Laila. If he catches himself then, is that enough to allow him to continue? Is that considered a Sfirah? And if it's considered a Sfirah, then he'll be able to continue counting on all subsequent nights. And if not, now he's stuck. Madino. He says, shall we say it's, you know, a Safek Sfikah? Or do we say, he doesn't really go into the safek sveka, but he says safek yom safek laila, and he leaves it open-ended. Says lo da. That's the Bet David. Maran Zichrono Livracha says, here we go, watch. Over here, this is a regular classic case of the safek sveka. Okay, here we go. First of all, we have to know, there is a Gemara in Masechet Shabbat, Daf Lamedhe Amud Aleph. It's also brought down again in Masechet Pesachim. Daf Tzadidalet. The Gemara brings their concurrent Gemarot. Anyway, the famous Shitat Rabbeinu Tam, that's where it is in Tosfot, over there in Shabbat, and over there in Pesachim. Anyway, Mikol Makom, the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this element of Safek of Ben Hashmashot. Now, when Ben Hashmashot is a Machloket Rishonim and Geonim and whatever. But whatever Ben Hashmashot is, it's a Safek Yom Safek Laila Misheshet Yimei Bereshit, and there's nobody in the world that's ever able to be Poshet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created that element of time to be a Safek. Misheshet Yimei Bereshit. It's interesting. By the way, there's a Mishnah Masechet Avot. There were certain things that were created davka b'vein Hashmashot shel Ayin of Shabbat. Nachon? For instance?
Piyaber.
Well, that was Piyaber, Mazikim, some say. Huh?
Shamir.
Yeah, so all these things were... So there's a Cheftza of Ben Hashmashot. I'm trying to tell you, it's not just Ben Hashmashot, well, we just don't know. Yeah, so it's a Chesr Nidia. No! HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a Cheftza of Safek in Ben Hashmashot, Mishesh Timei Bereshit. Now, how we look at that Safek is going to impact many different halachot. Number one, you have one Safek that is בלתי נפשט עד סוף כל הדורות, ספק יום, ספק לילה. Okay? Now, then you have something else. There is a we tend to look at what we call shkia, we call that ben hashmashot, correct? But and even according to the Gra and the Ba'al HaTanya and the Gaonim that they go like, which is usually the minhag, putting Rabbeinu Tam on the side for a second, that is all according to Shitat Rabbi Yehuda in Masechet Shabbat. Okay? The Mishneh Berurah makes a stunning psak. He says it really in two places. In Hilchot Tfilat HaMincha, Siman Resh Lamed Gimel, in Sha'ar HaTzion, Ot Kaf Aleph, also in Bi'ur HaLacha, Siman Resh Samach Aleph, in Hilchot Shabbat, he makes the same point. All of the machlokot between the Gaonim and Rabbeinu Tam about exactly what Ben HaShmashot is, that's all according to Shitat Rabbi Yehuda. Which, according to Rabbi Yehuda, as soon as the sun goes down, right, as soon as the Shemesh is nichset me'ainenu, you have Ben HaShmashot. And after that, there's a machloket Rabbah, Rav Yosef, how long after that does it take for Ben HaShmashot? According to Rabbah, it's, well, according to Rav Yosef, it's two-thirds of a meal. According to Rabbah, it's three-quarters of a meal, which is shloshet rivei meal. How long is a meal?
18 minutes.
Right, machloket rishonim. Meal, right? Trumat adeshen, which Maran Paskin's like, says 18 minutes. Da'at Rambam, kamaz min, how much is a meal? 24 minutes. Da'at Gaon, 22 and a half minutes. It's a big span. La'alacha, kida'at, huh? We hold like Maran. Maran speaks about a meal, three different places in Shulchan Aruch. Shi'ul meal. Where are they? Matzah is one. That's the amount of zman for chametz. Where else? Yafeh, samachtet, yuradeah. Yeah, that's shi'ul menicha, meikar adin. One more. One more. Easiest one. Shabbat. Yeah, he speaks about it by Shabbat as well. Anyway, bekitzer. So Maran in all three places, Paskins, Kedat, Maran, like the Trumat Adeshin, that it's 18 minutes. So over there, that, homachloket, and how much is three quarters of a meal? If a meal is 18 minutes, what's three quarters of 18? 13 and a half. Hence that you're 13 and a half. Well, it was 13 and a half is three quarters of 18. Now, 13 and a half is maniot, shitat rabah, bedat rabbi Yehuda, says the Mishneh Berurah. Now he says this in Hilchot Tfilat Mincha, but he also mentions this in Hilchot Shabbat. Yeah, this Shmuel is like, his yamka is going to fly off. Watch what he says. He says, okay. Here we go. V'nir'a li od. He's talking about Zman Tfilat HaMincha. De'afilu l'da'at agra v'ageonim de'savri, de'tekef achar ha'shki'a hu ben ha'shmashot. Okay, yes, according to the Geonim, that the Gra and the Ba'al HaTanya and many, many of the other Acharonim Paskin like, that as soon as the sun goes down, Ben HaShmashot starts. Mikol makom nuchal lomar, debishat ha-dachak, somchim al da'at Rabbi Yoseh, desvir ale, de'az adayin yom vaday hu, ad shenir'a shi'chsif ha'ilyon, ve'ushva la'tachton. Which means, the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yoseh, Ben HaShmashot keheref ayin. Whereas, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Ben HaShmashot is 13 and a half minutes maniot. It's a process. According to Rabbi Yosef, the Gemara says, Meforash, Ben HaShmashot is not a process. It's a moment. The blink of an eye. Keheref ayin. Ze nichnas veze yotze. And therefore, what the Gemara means to say is that according to Rabbi Yosef, watch this, the entirety of Ben HaShmashot shel Rabbi Yehuda, which is Safek Yom, Safek Laila, according to Rabbi Yosef is what?
Second,
right? Yom Gamur. Oh. All of that time is Yom Gamur until the very last second of Ben HaShmashot Shel Rabbi Yehuda. That is Safek Yom Safek Laila. And then it becomes Laila Vaday.
So what's the three quarters of the meal?
That's only according to Rabbi Yehuda.
That's all not according to
Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosef, the two-thirds of a mean, yeah. Three-quarters of a mean, that's all according to Rabbi Yehuda. But according to Rabbi Yosef, now, in general, if you look in Masechet Eiruvin Daf Membav, what's Kalel HaShas when you have a Machloket Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosef? All of the psakim that we have for Shabbat and Mincha and whatever says the Mishneh Berurah were machmir to paskin aliba de Rabbi Yehuda. All the Amoraim, they were talking about aliba de Rabbi Yehuda. But bishat ha-dachak, halacha be'emet is k'Rabbi Yosef. And therefore it's Yom Gamur. So, mikol makom nuchal lomar de bishat ha-dachak somchim al da'at Rabbi Yosef. De svira le de'az adayin yom v'dayhu ad shenir'a shi'chsif ha'idyon v'ushva la'tachton. ולא גרע ממה דאמרו בברכות, כדאי רבי שמעון לסמוך עליו בשעת הדחק, וכל שכן בענייננו. If the Gemara says, סומכים על רבי שמעון בשעת הדחק, and in general, רבי שמעון, הלכה זה לא כרבי שמעון כנגד other תנאים, over here where it's a מחלוקת, רבי יוסף ורבי יהודה, and in general, הלכה זה כרבי יהודה, like רבי יוסף over רבי יהודה, certainly סומכים עליו. And therefore, the סוגיה דברכות בית עמוד א', אז לא עלי בד רבי יוסף, דתלה הדבר בצאת הכוכבים, כמו שכתב הגרא, בסימן רסמך א'. The first סוגיה, when it says, קריאת שמה, and כהנים נכנסים לאכול בתרומתם, what's it talking about? צאת הכוכבים, צאת הכוכבים. Why didn't it say that they can already start from שקיעה? The process starts at שקיעה. If the Gemara keeps on talking about צאת הכוכבים, that means that you really can't quantify the בין השמשות. Who's the only שיטה that you can't quantify בין השמשות according to?
Yes,
it is. יפה. See, סתם משנה. The first משנה in Shas is going according to Rabbi Yosei. It's Gishmak HaMaisis. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Now he says,
it's what had to be master.
No, so what do you see here? Now back to our case. The guy's counting Sfirat HaOmer בבין השמשות. He's catching himself over there. You have a wonderful suffix fika. Number one, בין השמשות, שמי. What is it? שמי יום. Maybe it's יום. And even if you want to tell me safek laila, that's in the safek of Shesht Yemei Bereshit, maybe halacha is kedaat Rabbi Yosei, you know, stam mishnayot kedaat Rabbi Yosei, that the entirety of bin hashmashot shel Rabbi Yehuda is still yom gamur alibad Rabbi Yosei. Yeah.
Oh,
yefeh meod. Yeah. So that is a good point. The shach in siman kuf yod in yored de'ah, נלחות כללי ספק ספקה, is מחמיר by ספק ספקה משם אחד. And it's very possible that the Bet David that left this question open-ended was חושש לספק ספקה משם אחד. You answer me why it's not משם אחד. חבוד. קריינה דיגרתה, what ספק ספקה משם אחד? Says תוספות אל מסכת כתובות. דפתת עמוד א', how do you avoid ספק ספקה משם אחד, when one is מתיר יותר מן השני. When one ספק is more מתיר. Okay? So let me ask you a question. First, this is not a ספק ספקה משם אחד. First ספק is, maybe we're already in בין השמשות, and בין השמשות itself is maybe ספק יום. But then you jump to Rabbi Yosei. What's Rabbi Yosei telling you? It's not בין השמשות yet. It's יום גמור. So one safek is being more matir than the other. Anytime you have more one safek being matir more than the other, it's already not safek sfeka mishem echad. And then, one second, here's the doozy. I have another one. So we have a safek yom, mishesh timei bereshit. You have safek yom, yom gamur, according to Rabbi Yosei. What about according to Rabbi Yehuda? Is there any way of calling it yom according to Rabbi Yehuda? Oh yeah, how's that? Enter Rabbeinu Tam, 21 Rishonim, and Maran, and Rama, and Siman, Resamach Aleph, Saif Yod, who hold like Rabbeinu Tam, that guess what? What we call Ben Hashmashot, according to Rabbeinu Tam, is what? Do you know that Maran HaShulchan Aruch in Ir HaKodesh Tzfat would do Melacha an hour after we were Mekaben Shabbat? Do you know that? And so did the Rama in Krakow? Because the Rama happens to hold like Maran on this? You know that? How do we know that the Rama holds like Maran? That Rabbeinu Tam was correct? Because he doesn't argue, yeah. Kach halacha kedat, they held like Rabbeinu Tam. They did melacha in our people think it's a warped perception. They think that Rabbeinu Tam has something to do with Motzai Shabbat. That's almost kfira. I'll tell you because Rabbeinu Tam has nothing to do with Motzai Shabbat. He has to do with Mahalacha Yom. He has to do with what happens to the sun. It's an interesting shita. That's true. It has nothing to do with Motzai Shabbat. Marana Shulchan Aruch would do melacha when you're doing Kabbalat Shabbat in Shul, it's Shkia and whatever. What we would call now, if you saw a person doing melacha at the time that Maran did in Tzfat, you'd call him a Mechalel Shabbat. You know that? Aval Maran lo pachad. Maran pasak edat Rabbeinu Tam. Yeah, 21 Rishonim. There's a machloket bedaat Rambam, if the Rambam held like Rabbeinu Tam. Machloket between Rabbeinu Avraham ben Rambam and Maharalbach, Rabbeinu Levi ben Chaviv. Whether or not, which side of the fence the Rambam held. Most, Rabbeinu Avraham ben Rambam said that his father argued on the Rambam, on Rabbeinu Tam. Say that, okay, put that aside. Maran pasak kedaat Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says that what we call safek yom safek laila in shitat Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbeinu Tam would have laughed at us. says, what are you talking about? It's Yom Gamur. What is Ben Ashmashot according to Rabbeinu Tam? The last, he says, you're right, it's 3/4 of a meal, but it doesn't start at Shkiah. It's the last 3/4 of a meal. It's the last 13 and a half zmaniot of what? Of the 4 milim, which is 72 minutes zmaniot. See, which means it starts 58 and a half. If you think about it, you take the Shkiah Nir'it, you take the visible sunset that we see, add 58 and a half minutes zmaniot to that, 58 and a half seasonal minutes, which in the summer is much longer. Rabbeinu Tam says, okay, Ben Ashmashot starts now. And it ends at what we call Zman Rabbeinu Tam, which is Tzet HaKohavim L'da'at Rabbeinu Tam. And who's he saying that according to? According to Rabbi Yehuda. So even in Rabbi Yehuda, you have it's hard to say, according to Rabbeinu Tam, that it's still Yom Gamur. Ha! 3-pronged Tzafik Tzvika over here, says Manan, Zichrono Levracha, it's perfectly acceptable. Now, I know what you're going to ask. You're all busting at the seams, asking me, but hey, wait a second, you still have over here, you want to utilize Tzafik Tzvika. Tzafik Tzvika is a double-edged sword, because yes, it'll help you in this situation, but it can also hurt you. Why can the Tzafik Tzvika hurt you over here?
Only count much later. Maybe the next day.
See you. You have a Tzafik Tzvika le'achmir as well. You ever heard of Tzafik Tzvika le'achmir? Usually, most of the times you have Tzafik Tzvika, it's le'akim. But there's Tzafik Tzvika le'achmir as well. What's the Tzafik Tzvika le'achmir? Watch. First of all, there's a Tosfot. In Masechet Megillah, Daf Kaf Amud Bet, the Sfirat Yom work. Counting the Omer during the day, does it work? Yeah. Right, Machloket Rishonim. Now, that we hold B'di'avad, why do we hold, again, why do we hold, if I missed counting at night and I counted during the day without a bracha, I can continue counting the next night with a bracha. Why? Because of Safik Sfika. But really, whether or not I'm able to be Yotze the Mitzvah by counting during the day, Sfirat Yom, is Machloket Rishonim. Many Rishonim, Tosfot brings down, doesn't work. Okay, that's number one. Meaning, number one, maybe Sfirat Yom Lamehani. Maybe it doesn't work. And even if you want to tell me Sfirat Yom works, if you're counting Ben Ashmashot, maybe what? Maybe it's Laila. So, you want to talk about Sfikot? No problem. You have a Sfik Sfika Lachmir. How are you going to deal with that? Ay, ay, ay. We just fell into the Sfik Sfika pit. Now what are you going to do?
Could you repeat the Sfik Sfika again?
Lachmir?
Yeah.
Shmo, what's a Sfik Sfika Lachmir?
Sure,
Sfirat Yom. Shemi.
Maybe you can't even count.
Maybe Sfirat Yom, counting during the day, is garnished. And by the way, prove to me that we're concerned that Sfirat Yom is garnished. You don't make a bracha. Because we're choshesh for the other shitot that Sfirat Yom doesn't work. So maybe Sfirat Yom doesn't work. And even if Sfirat Yom does work, maybe, by Ben Ashmashot already, it's Laila, it's already the next day. So you missed it. Says Maran Zichrono Levracha, Kedarko Bakodesh, saving the day. Shtabach Shemo. Yeah? He says like this. You ready? Number one, do we say Safik Sfika Leachmir by Dine Derabanan? Sfirat HaOmer Bizman Hazeh is Din Derabanan. Yes, Rif, Rambam, Ra'avaya, and others. There are 6 Rishonim that hold Sfirat HaOmer Afilu Bizman Hazeh is Mitzvat Aseh Min HaTorah. But the vast, vast majority of Rishonim and the Atmaran HaShulchan Aruch is that Sfirat HaOmer Bizman Hazeh is only Midrabanan. Okay. Do we say Safik Sfika Leachmir B'Drabbanan? Says Maran Zichrono Levracha and Chazon Ovadia, I think not. Why? I'll prove it to you. There is a Prima Gadim in the Hakdama L'Ilchot Brachot. Yeah, and he says as follows. Ready? We know the klal of not making a Safik Sfika B'Brachot. Okay? We don't say Safik Sfika B'Brachot. He says that's subject to a Machloket Rishonim. Famous Rambam. How does Safik Sfika work? Well, let's put it this way. Safek deoraita lechumra. Shev shmaitza, shmaitza aleph, yeah, people? Safek deoraita lechumra. Din deoraita or din derabanan? Yafeh, da'at Rambam. Perektet milchot tum'at met. The Rambam says it's only din derabanan. The Rambam says meforash. When the Torah says an isur is asur, that's only what? When he says, let's say nevela. The Rambam says the Torah says nevela vadai is asur. What about safek nevela? Torah never asked it. Who asked it? Chachamim. Da'at Rashba. Rashba, efo? In Kiddushin, Chidushin, the Kiddushin, Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. The Rashba argues on the Rambam. He says, "Ma pitom? When the Torah says an asur is when the Torah says an isur is asur, that's not only by isur vaday. It's also by safek isur. According to the Rashba, cholek al Maran on the Rambam, he says safek isur, safek de rabbanan safek de oraita leachmir is even a din de oraita. Now that's going to interpret how does safek sfika work." The first suffix fika, we say suffix fikot by Isur Torah. You ever wonder, I don't know if we're going to finish now, but this is a big thing. Let me ask you a question. Does a suffix fika work to be mater Isur Torah? Yes or no? Re'aya. Suffix fika, does it work to be mater Isur Torah? No, azov chadash achshav. Shas. Ketubot, tetamud alef. Right? You have a zona lekohen. The Gemara says, when you have a safek sfika, pachot mi bat shalosh, or safek tachtav, safek eno tachtav, the halacha is, petach patoach matzati neeman leosra, is when you don't have a safek sfika. Let me ask you a question. How is a safek sfika able to be matir in Isur Torah? If you tell me, safek doraita, or machmir, what does it matter if you have one safek, or a million sfikot, it should still be safek isur? Whether or not safek sfika or safek deoraita is isur Torah or isur drabanan, why would safek sfika all of a sudden be matter the isur? Once we understand the mechanism of how safek sfika works, then you'll be able to apply it to the drabanans, and we'll figure out why we don't say safek sfikot lachmir by the drabanans. Stay tuned. Cliffhanger. Yeah.